Welcome back to Grow Your Mindset, the AI Life Coach, where we explore how small shifts in mindset create big changes in your life. In our last episode, we talked about making your environment work for you, how simple adjustments can make healthy habits almost effortless, and from what many of you shared, those small changes made a real difference. Some of you moved your phone chargers out of your bedrooms to get better sleep. Others laid out workout clothes the night before or filled water bottles ahead of time. Those are small wins. So, and they matter. Today, we're tackling a mindset that kills those wins before they have a chance to grow. The all-or-nothing mindset. All-or-nothing thinking is the belief that if something isn't perfect, it's a failure. All-or-nothing thinking sounds like, if I miss one workout, I've failed. If I eat one unhealthy meal, I've ruined everything. This kind of thinking burns you out. It turns progress into pressure. But consistency doesn't come from perfection. It comes from continuing after imperfection. Let's hear from two listeners who've lived this and learned how to overcome it. Meet Jordan, a 29-year-old teacher who wanted to start exercising regularly.
When I started working out, I told myself I'd exercise 6 days a week, no excuses, and I did for the first 2 weeks. Then one night, I came home late, missed my workout, and felt awful about it. The next morning, I thought, well, I already messed up. I'll start again next week, but next week became next month. After hearing your episode about consistency, I tried something new. I stopped aiming for perfect streaks and started aiming for just showing up. Now, if I miss a workout, I'll take a short walk or do a few stretches. I don't start over, I just keep going. That shift changed everything. I'm not starting again anymore, I'm continuing.
Jordan's story reminds us that consistency isn't about doing more. It's about not quitting when you do less. Every small action reinforces your identity as someone who follows through. Now, let's hear from Maria, who struggled with all or nothing thinking around food.
I used to label food as good or bad.
If I had one cookie, I'd tell myself I ruined everything, and then I'd eat five more. I'd feel guilty, restrict myself, then repeat the cycle. When I heard your episode about small wins, something clicked. Now, if I have a treat, I just move on. One choice doesn't define my health. Instead of chasing perfection, I focus on patterns, what I do most of the time.
And when I stopped being so hard on myself, my choices naturally improved.
Maria didn't change her discipline, she changed her mindset. And when guilt stopped driving her, balance became effortless. Here's how you can break free from the all-or-nothing trap yourself. 1. Redefine success. Don't measure success by perfection. Measure it by continuity. Ask, did I move forward today even a little? 2. Expect imperfection. Progress isn't a straight line. When you expect detours, they stop feeling like failures. 3. Track what you did, not what you missed. Focus on what went right. Every check mark on your calendar is proof that you showed up. 4. Celebrate micro wins. Drank your water? That counts. Took a short walk? That counts. Every small action builds momentum, and momentum builds confidence. All or nothing thinking is your brain's way of protecting you from disappointment. But growth doesn't come from guarantees. It comes from grace. Grace for missed days, grace for slow progress, and grace for showing up imperfectly. When you make peace with imperfection, you create space for lifelong consistency. This week, catch your all or nothing thoughts. When you hear that voice say, I already messed up, replace it with, I didn't fail, I'm learning. Then take one small action. Even 5 minutes counts. Remember, consistency isn't built on perfection. It's built on recovery. You don't need to start over. You just need to keep growing. Next time, we'll talk about how to stay motivated when progress slows, how to push through the plateau phase that tests everyone's patience. Until then, give yourself credit, not criticism. You're doing better than you think.